What's so great about the chazaka then? Like we said before in the Brisa, Rashi said, like, what's the big chiddush? What are you telling me about the chazaka so great? Like, you're not doing anything with it. So Gemara says, that mikora ochel b'trum with rabbonin, before they only ate trum with rabbonin. So Rashi shereid begoy lohoyu shein shom trum min atayra the chol mitzvah shitlui boritz einol heges ela beros kanamina bekedushin. That they were no trum with the girl in golus and bovel, it was only with rabbonin. Trum with the rice is only in Eretz Yisrael. So who were there in goyla they only ate trum with rabbonin. And hashta, now that they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, ochel b'trum with raisa. Now will be matter them to continue eating truma, even though in Eretz Yisrael, to shalach from the nisa di raisa. So the chura here, you see the raya is called gedol achazaka. Chazaka is a great thing. That because of the chazaka, the way they were on tuna, they were eating truma, we're still going to let them eat truma now also. If you boy, you say another Eretz is no hashta nami b'truma the rabbonin. It could be now, even after they come into Eretz Yisrael, we're only matter them to eat truma the rabbonin. Truma the rabbonin either means it grows in the nuts of nok in the otz of shen anokuf, it also means of peris. Because midiraisa trum is only on dog and tiras v'yitzer, only on the five minim of the grain and on olives and on grapes. All other minim is only with the rabbonim. See, even now also that we give them truma teeth is only from the sham minim. But the truma the iraisa lo yochol b'renach nami truma the iraisa we're not going to let them eat. So Morris says the chimaski and therefore. The chimas kinim mitrum liyuchsin. When does that man liyomis say if you see a crane eating truma, you have a right to say he's miyuchesses? Could you let him marry into the mishpacha but truma diraisa? It's only if you see the crane eating mamish truma diraisa. But the truma the rabbonin loy maskinon. But if he's only eating truma the rabbonin, then takas loy maskinon. We don't prove. We don't say he's miyuchesses. So therefore, again, there's no. It goes to everybody here. So for the gemara again, via lamai gedur lechazaka. So what's so great about the chazaka then? It's like the Gemara asks, like, what's so great about the chazaka? L'chura, since midiraisa they can't eat truma anyway. It's only with the rabbanon. What's so great about the chazaka? So Gemara says like this: Adi afagav dikul migzim mishum truma midiraisa legezrinon. That really there's a swear to say now when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, we should not let him eat truma, even truma with the rabbanon, because once he starts to eat truma, we should be afraid maybe he'll eat from the dog on tirish v'yitzah that grows in Eretz Yisrael. That there is a chiyuv truma midiraisa, so I should be afraid. Maybe you come teach truma midiraisa. Kamashmula, no, we don't make the gzeira. Why not? Because gedur lachazaka. Since before they were becheskas kahanim that they were eating truma bigvulin, even though they were on a truma the rabbonin, we're still making now for them teach truma the rabbonin in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara v'aksiv, the pasuk says, Har shelo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim. It just says now when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they can eat from the kabonos from the kodesh hakadoshim. But it's a diyek though, mikodesh hakadoshim hu de lo yochol. Only from the kodesh hakadoshim, that's what he can eat from. Ha betruma di rais ochol, from mashma from regular truma with the rais, so that he could eat from. So hura, it's mashma, even the rais could eat truma. So where it says hokikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. Loi bemidi dikra kodesh. He can't eat anything that's called kodesh. And Rashi says, the hainu truma, that means truma. In other words, he cannot eat truma. That's called kodesh. Why? Because the pasuk says, and it's talking about a truma. So you see, truma is called kodesh. And who are they in the pasuk is saying, and not something of kodeshim either he can eat. Because the pasuk says, if a bas koyin kisil yizar, he b'srumas kodeshim loysoichel. If a bas koyin gets married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat from kodeshim and b'trumas kodeshim. V'yom amar, what does it mean to say b'trumas kodeshim? It means b'moirim min kodeshim loysoichel. Anything that comes out from the Kodeshim, she's not allowed to eat. So Rashi means afilu chazov v'shoik shoshlomim. Even the regular portions of a korban shlomim, hanecholim l'noshe kanim l'avdayim, that a kohen's allowed to take home and give to his wife and to Yavodim. That's what it means. And v'yom amar Rashi b'vom is a perikation with Torahs, b'vath kohen, shenisas l'Yisroel, v'nastis amonu grusha v'zerein l'oshe chazeros l'truma saviyah, v'yene chazeros l'chazov v'shoik, v'yalov lom haikrok, yisil yizar hi besumas ha-kodeshim l'soichal. We learn now the kitzur from this pasuk that when a bas koyin was married to Yisrael, and even though later when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma, but kopon from kodeshim she can't eat. What does kodeshim mean? The murim and a kodeshim, the kitzur means from the korban shlomim, the chazov v'shoik. So that's pshat over here, that these kanim were not allowed to eat either from truma midiraisa, or else they're not allowed to eat from kodeshim, from the karbonis, also they weren't allowed to eat. So, therefore, that's pshat from the hachazaka that them is what we're allowing them to eat truma midrabonin, and the chiddush is even though now they're in Eretz Yisrael, it is possible to make a gzera maybe also to come to eat the truma midiraisa. No, we don't make this gzera. Toshima, come in here. Says what? Chazoka lekuhuna nesias kapayim bebovel. Mashma chazokin bovel. How do we know somebody's a kain? If we see him making nesias kapayim, that's a right, he's a kain in bovel. V'yachilas chala besuria. And if we see somebody eating chala in Surya, that's the right, he's really a kain. So Rashi explains why in bovel punkt in nesias kapayim. So Rashi says, because in bovel, like whoever sees him, whether he duchind, Barabim, so we could say for sure he's a kohen, because Rashi says there were yeshiva there or bezdin kavua, and they were both kamacha noisa kapayim. They made sure that the kohanim that duchen were emes kohanim. Mashenkin eating chal or eating truman in bovel chutz laretz, that's only midrabbanan. It's not midiraisa. Therefore, they weren't that makpa. Therefore, you can't learn out from somebody eating chal in bovel to say that for sure he's a good kohen. But if somebody duchen, that's a rai, he's a good kohen. Mashenkin in Surya. Rashi says, "He Aram Tzayva Shekibsha David." This is the part, the new land that David Hamelach made a kibush on. The Chibru Eretz Yisrael. He was mechaber. He attached to Eretz Yisrael. Oksaver Haytana. This Tana holds that kibush Yochid Shemay Kibush. That David Hamelach captured Eretz, this part of Eretz, this part of the land of Syria. He made it into Eretz Yisrael. It has now midiraisa, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The chaloso truma diraisa. Therefore, what grows it, take off chala from the dough, or the take off truma from the dog and tirish v'yitza, that's midiraisa. Gesaka daiter tana chala boadin la truma. When it says chala the have a minuas, who did he mean truma? So therefore in Surya, if you saw somebody eating chala, that's an issue diraisa. So therefore for sure, like we know for sure that he's a good kain, and therefore it's malon liyuchsin from the fact that they ate chala in Surya. Yelimor says baita v'chilak matonois bikrochim. The fact that you see them giving out the matonis, Rashi says, that means azroya v'lechayayim. When you have an animal, there's an inyan of matnas kuna to give to the kohen, the azroya v'lechayayim, the jaw. And the lechayayim is like the jaw, and the azroya is the thigh. The korachim, Rashi says, in the big cities, v'yafagav yisurin en iso lezarim, hail the korachim, akum shvachim, and mutsuyim boy. Like it's not really an Isser for Zar Tidit, it's only a Matnes Kuna, but the Pshat is, since these are the Krochim in the big cities, everybody passes by and people see who you give it to. So if the person takes this Zroyev L'chayayim, that's a proof that he's a Kayin. The person would be Mechutzev to take it if he's not really a Kayin in the Krochim. So Mara said, what's negated to us is, Ketonim Mias HaKoponim, we learned here, that Nesias Kapayim. If you see a person duchen and make Nesias Kapayim, that's a right that he's a kohen. So my love, Yuchsin, doesn't it mean even, for Yuchsin we can marry him also, but Torah's a kohen. Loyal Truma, trust me to say that we'll be able to give him Truma. Hirashi says, Aroya Noise Kapa Bebovel, O Yoicha Chala Davke Besuria, Veyadola Bertiso, Mekal Medusan, Achilo Truma, Havloyal Yuchsin. This only helps again to give him a din of to eat truma, a kain to eat truma, but not for yuchsin. For yuchsin is a maila who need more than just these proofs. For the more of a dumya, the achilas chala katoni, it says like the eating of achilas chala. So Rashi, yeah, the what? Ma achilas chala le yuchsin, after siyas kapayin le yuchsin, is to have a minuris chala, for sure is not get to yuchsin. But just like chala, if you see a person eating chala, it's a proof that he's a kain for yuchsin, who would in a siyas kapayin? Rashi says, what's the Havimin here? Dila truma pshita, higufa trumi, ukvar huksak bo. Like, just down to say eating chala would be a proof that he's a kohen to give him truma, that's pshita, because chala itself is called truma. So, when it says achilas chala is called the chazaka, the churid means to say that it's for yuchsin. So, just like for chala it's for yuchsin, hu adin, the siyas kapayim is the yuchsin. So, Gemara says, loy achilas chala gufa la truma. I tell you, maybe know that we say if he eats chala, he's luchsa to be a kohen, it could be only it means again to give lalimi truma. So what's the pshat then? Hengsova chala bezman azeh the rabbonin, ho truma the yiraisa. Chala bezman azeh will soon see the pshat, it's only midirabbonin. Mashenkin eating truma is midiraisa.
So therefore, and the chiddush is the maskin and mechal the rabbon le truma the raisa. That's the chiddush. That even though he's only eating challah right now, which is only nisa the rabbonin, still we'll mask him to be a kohen that will even give him truma a teat, even though truma bezman is ezmi the raisa. Okidiyapech lu rafuna bread of Yeshua the rabbonin. And the way Rav Huna Bredi Yeshua changed it around to the Rabbonin, like we'll soon see later. That this Chiddush, that Challah is only Midi Rabbonin, and Shum is Midi Raisa, so that's this Chazakah, that if we see him eating Challah, we could be Machzik him to be a Kain, that we'll let it give him Truma also. Here's a touch of Sofa, we have no proof if from the CS Kapayim we're Machzik Liyusin or not. So where it says Toshima, come now bring another proof. It says what Chazaka Lakuna Nesias Kapayim Vechila Gronas Beretz Yisrael. That what that Chazaka Lakuna is Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchening Vechila Gronas and giving out by the fields, by the farmers, giving out their truma to the person is also right. He's a kain Beretz Yisrael over Surya over Chol Makam Shashluchei Rosh Chodesh Magid. If any place that the Shluchei Rosh Chodesh gets there, in other words, a traveling of 15 days outside Yerushalayim, is Nesias Kapayim Raya Abaloi Chilagronis. There in these places of Surya, B'chol Makom Shluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyin, Nesias Kapayim Duchening, that's the proof that he's a Kohen, Abaloi Chilagronis. But Sam giving out the Truma, that's not a proof. So Rashi says, why not? The Truma did do, Lav the Araisa. Because giving out Truma in these places are not Midiraisa. Over Surya Nam, even in Surya, Haitana Sova, the Kibush Yochid Loishime Kibush. Over Plukta, the Tanoi Bach Milsas, Machloikis. So this Tan holds that in Surya, even though Dovid HaMelech was Kovash Surya, it only has Kedusha Midirabonin. So therefore, the Truma is only Midirabonin, therefore, there's no proof. But in the Sias Kapayim, that's still a good proof. Now it says, Over Bovel Kesuria. Bovel has the same halacha like Surya. That Nesias Kapayim is a proof, and not Chilagronis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Af Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. The same thing in Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim is the same halachas. Yeboreshon at the beginning, why? Bevneshe Bezdin Kvuyin Shom. Because there used to be a Bezdin Kvua there in Alexandria. So therefore, when the people went to Duchin, it was only because he was a Kayin. That's a proof that really is a Kayin. So Mura says, I call upon him, Ketoni Mias, learnt over here, Ketoni Mias. That Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchening, that's a proof that he's a kohen. So my love Luyuchsen, doesn't it even mean Luyuchsen also? It's a proof that he's a kohen. Loy lechala, it only means lechala. Why hodumya the chilagronis ketoni? It's just like chilagronis giving out the tfua in the fields. Ma chilagronis Luyuchsen. Chur is a kasha. Should be done with the chilagronis, just like chilagronis. Is even Luyuchsen that we could even marry him? Is af Nesias Kapayim Luyuchsen? Nesias Kapayim, if you see a kohen duchenin, should also be a proof that he's a real kohen, even for Yuchsin. Smor says, Loi, Achilat Geronis Gufa Lechala. I'll tell you that the fact that we see them giving out a truma by the field, it's also not a proof 100% that he's a kohen. It's only a proof enough that we're allowed to give him chala. What's the chiddush? That Kisova, this time holds, truma bizman is the rabbonin. But we'll soon see the svaris. The bizman is there, truma is only the rabbonin. For the chala, the yiraisa. And chale is midiraisa b'smanazim. And therefore the chiddush is, O maskina mitruma d'rabbonin lechale d'iraisa. Even though we only see him eating truma d'rabbonin, that's enough of a chazaka to say that he's a kohen, and we're allowed to give him chale. But then achname, for Yuchsin, could be it's not believed. For Yuchsin, it's not enough of a proof to say that he's a real kohen. Where it says, U kidashkechino rafuna bread rav Yeshua d'rabbonin. The yom rafuna bread rav Yeshua. I found Rabbonim Vei Rav in the Beis Medrash like the Yasvi. They were sitting on Karma. They were saying like this: that Afilu Loman the Yoma Truma Bizman is the Rabbonim. Even if you want to say now after the Churban Abayis, there's no more Kedusha Teretz Yisrael. The Truma is only with Rabbonim, but you should know Chalu the Yiraisa. Bizman is there the Chiyuv to give off Chala is with Yiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Sherei Zayin Shekivshu V'Zayin Tzachilku. At the first 14 years when the Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, the 7 years they were still Kavash conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then it took 7 years to make Chalukah to divide up Eretz Yisrael. Is Neschayvu B'Chala? Those first 14 years there was a Chiyuv to give up Chala, but Lo Neschayvu B'Truma. There was no Chiyuv to give Truma yet. So Rashi says, why were there a Chiyuv to give Chala then? To Chsid B'Vayachem El Oretz. Fatanya Bestefri, Rabbi Shimolaima, Shina Kosav Biazu Mikol Biashabatar, why is this Bia different than all other times? Shabakul Nema Kisavo, Kiyaviachovakam, Bavoyachim, Lalamdacho Shakiba, Shenichnusubon Eschaivum, that as soon as Kleistler came into Eretz Yisrael, as soon as Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, right away they had a chiv to give off Chala. But Lord Yeschaivu Betrumus Amaisir, they received the Goncho Tfu Azarechem. Ham Yechedes Lecho, that's been Miuchet for you. And that's only after Zayin Shekivshu and Zayin Shechilku, then it's called Miuchet Lecho. So that's one shita. To say that Truma was only have the chiv after Zayin Shechilku, Mashenken Chala was Chal right away. And he answered back, no, I said back, just the opposite. That if you want to say truma, is more of a chiv, truma bezmanazer is the raisa, but you should know chala the rabbonin, chala bezmanazer is only with the rabbonin. The tanya, because it's not like this, the pasuk says, b'vayachem el oretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when there's a chiv to give off chala. If it just says coming in, yochel, I would have thought, Mishenichnasu lo shnayim mishloishim meraglim, it'll be enough with just two or three meraglim, two or three spies coming to Eretz Yisrael, right away there's a chiyah to give off truma. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, no, b'vayachem, when you're coming in, which means we dashin, b'viyas kulchem amarti, only if everybody comes in, v'loy b'viyas miksaschem, and that with only a few of the Yidden go in. There was, when is there a chiyah to give off chala, that's only b'viyas kulchem, when the whole Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, b'chiyas kinu ezra, by the base of